Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Well, that was fun. Who enjoyed the Walls Wiggle? We had us a good line dance time. Oh, my God. That was amazing. The first ever flash mob line dance at the Minnesota State Fair. And I can say I was a part of history. And it's not even February. It's not even Black History Month. And we're making history. Josh Wheeler's wife came out and danced. Josh didn't want to dance. I don't know. He got his dancing shoes on. Why he didn't want to dance, I don't know. But I have got to thank my supporting cast. Josh Wheeler and his wife are here. And Jonathan Lowe is back at the WCCO Radio Studio. Al Shock has given us news and information and weather and traffic so you can know exactly what is going on in your community. Now, speaking of what's going on, we got another hour of the Shaletta Show coming up, and I am so glad that Peter Noss is here with ACRA. ACRA is a place that has just been so helpful for my family. If you have children with special needs like I do, there are so many services and resources that you can take advantage of, and ACRA is an organization that can help you manage all of that. And so Peter Noss is here with ACRA. But Peter, before we get to talking about real business stuff and how we can help people who have kids with special needs, you've got to tell me, what is your favorite fair food?
Well, Shaletta, first of all, thank you for having me on your show.
Yes.
But by far, my favorite is Big Fat Bacon.
Big Fat Bacon. Okay, you and my son Brandon would be besties because Brandon loves Big Fat Bacon on a stick. If we could buy him 10 sticks, he would take that. He loves himself some Big Fat Bacon on a stick. Okay, what's your number two?
The deep fried olives.
Okay, I passed the deep fried olives booth. Okay, you got to tell me how they taste. Everybody know how bacon tastes, but how does the deep fried olive taste.
Well, it's got that salty, briny flavor
yes,
of olives.
Yes,
but then
yes.
it's got that nice coating on the outside.
Okay.
And then you dip it in ranch dressing.
Uh-huh.
So if you like ranch and you like saltiness, it's,
yes.
it's perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
My God. I love it. Okay, so I have to tell people this. My son, Daniel, is more severely autistic than my other two children, Cameron and Brandon. And there were some benefits that my son, Daniel, qualified for. And for 2 years, I did not take advantage of those benefits. And there were some things that I could have bought for Daniel. There were some services that he could have taken advantage of. I could have gotten a PCA for my child so that I could have some help. But I didn't know about it. And so for 2 years, I struggled to care for my children without the resources that were available to me until I went and talked to my friends at ACRA. And they told me about the paid parent program and CSG and FSG and so many other things that I would never have known about. And then they helped me manage that. And I have to tell you, it's been a game changer. I was able to find a self-directed PCA service for my child. I was able to get some normal working hours, and I no longer had to work nights and weekends, overnights and weekends, because I was on the paid parent program. And I just have to tell you, Peter, that saved my family because I'm a better mother. I could sleep at night. My kids have better access to services and resources because of that. And so now, it's hard to believe, but it's true, of the three of my autistic children, two of them have tested off the spectrum. And I believe I owe part of that to you. So talk to me about ACRA. I'm going on and on about ACRA and how awesome it is. But I want you to talk to me about ACRA and tell people out there what ACRA is and what it does for families who have kids with special needs.
You bet. Yeah, it's kids with special needs. It's also adults with special needs.
Yes.
Or just disabled or people that need a little bit more care.
Yeah.
To help stay in their homes. That's really what it's about. ACRA has been around for over 35 years. We service the entire state of Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And it is for people who need help, who want to stay in their homes, or like you said, like in
yeah.
your case, parents who want to keep their kids in their home.
Yes.
So we just help people walk them through how they can get services. They just need to be Medicaid eligible.
Yeah.
And that's really all there is to it. They can talk to their case managers or their tribal leaders, and they can help them get assessed for services.
And I have to tell you, I remember before I found ACRA, my son Brandon was 4 years old and severely autistic, and I called somebody, and they said, the best we can do is put him in a group home when he turns 14. And I said, that's 10 years from now. He is four. Early intervention is the key. I don't want him in somebody else's home. I want him in our home. And I have to tell you, connecting with ACRA, those services and resources, the information you provide has been an absolute game changer for our family. And, you know, speaking of changes, Peter, one of the things that has changed is there's no more peacetime emergency.
Nope.
And a lot of the services and resources that people were able to get are no longer available. Everybody who has children with special needs in the home, they had to get recertified. And a lot of things changed, and we have to talk about that because I know for me, it's been a scary time. It's been a time of getting recertified. It's been a time of filling out paperwork again. It's been a time of getting to know your social worker again, in-home visits again. And you know, for 4 years, we have not had that. We have not had that. So I want you to talk to me about the transition from PCA program to CFSS that will start happening in October. This is going to start happening just a couple of months from now. And so I want you to talk to me. First of all, some people don't know what CFSS is. So can you talk to us about that? What do those initials stand for?
Yeah, CFSS stands for Community First Services and Supports. And what it is that the state has looked at the current PCA program, both choice and traditional, and also the consumer support grant, the CSG program, and they've determined that there is a way to get people more choice.
Okay.
And like you had said, it's very important for you to have more control.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
CFSS will give both participants or the participants' responsible party more control over their services that they have.
And who knows your child better than you? Exactly. You know, the last thing we as parents who have autistic kids or special needs kids need is somebody to come and do an evaluation for 18 minutes and then tell us what our child needs. We're with these children day in and day out, and we need that control so we can determine what is best for our children. Now, this is the thing that a lot of people want to know, because they have kids with special needs. They hear about the resources and services that my kids get connected to. How do they qualify? Who is eligible for these services?
Anyone who's on Medicaid. And even if you're on Medicaid, again, like I said previously, all you need to do is talk to your county representatives or your tribal leaders, and they will help you determine if you are Medicaid eligible. And then you just need to be assessed for services, and then you can ask for the CFSS services.
Okay, now, this is the funny thing about this show, is we interact with people in real time on social media. We are interacting with the social media people. We're interacting with the State Fair people. And I'm getting DMs as well as text messages from people in my autism mom groups. And one of the things that they want to know is, what do I have to do to make the switch to CFSS? Because they want that control so that they can decide what's best for their children.
So like you had said earlier, it starts October 1st.
Okay.
And the switch does not happen until their current eligibility is up. So once their service agreement is up and the person comes out to reassess them for services, then they will switch to CFSS.
Okay. Now, this is a lot of change. This is going to impact a lot of people with disabilities. I want to make sure they know that they can call you for help. So please talk to folks about how they can reach you and where they can reach you, because this is a daunting task. I remember sitting down in my house in front of my children's room while I had them in the gate, because at the time they were wanderers and babies and crawling around and trying to escape. And I've told you this story before.
Yeah.
And I just cried, because I had all this paperwork and I didn't know how to fill it out, and my kids were crying and they needed to eat. And that person from Accra, that young lady, sat down next to me and she helped me go line by line filling out that paperwork. And it would have never gotten done without her. And so that's why I always call y'all. That's why I always tell people about y'all, because I need folks to know that this is available and they don't have to do it alone. But you've got to tell them how they can reach you.
All right. The best way to reach us to find out more about the CFSS program or to find out about services available to them is they just need to call 612-416-2291. So then call that number.
Okay.
And there are many people on the line that will be happy to help them.
Okay. You got to give us that number again, because some folks were writing it down when you said it and they may not have heard all 10 digits.
You bet. It's 612-416-2291.
Peter, thank you so much for being here. And you got to give a shout out to your families here. Tell everybody what their names are.
All right. We have Ann.
Hey,
Ann. That's my sister. We have Soren, my nephew.
Hey, Soren.
And then we got my birth mom, Sheila, right there.
Hey, Miss Sheila. And Miss Sheila is repping you, because you said your favorite food was big fat bacon on a stick.
Yeah.
And she's got the big fat bacon on a stick shirt on.
She does.
Yes.
She
this
knows.
Is a viral moment. This is a viral moment. I love it. I love it. Well, thank y'all so much for being here and supporting families who have kids with special needs. Peter, you are doing the Lord's work, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Shield.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere. Stick around. There's more fun from the fair on CCO.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:22, and I don't know about anybody else, but I am still hyped up because I was a part of history. The first ever flash mob at the fair right here at the WCCO radio booth where we did The Walls Wiggle. Folks came from Chicago and Canada to be a part of this event. That was so amazing. Oh, my God. And you know what? What's so amazing is that my good church friend Stephen is here joining me on the porch. Is this your first time at the fair on the Shaletta Show? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Welcome so much, Stephen.
Thank you so much.
Stephen has like 11 jobs. Y'all ever watched In Living Color where they Damon Wayans would say, I have 4 jobs, man. Stephen has like a million jobs. So I know Stephen as a business owner.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to tell us about your business first because that's how I know it.
Right, right. Well, my business is, you know, located off of Uptown, you know, on Lake and Hennepin.
Yes.
And what we do over there is we help other entrepreneurs and individuals build, you know, websites and apps and help market them to, you know, whatever audience they're trying to seek.
Okay, you got to tell everybody the name of the business so they can find
you. It is called Nice Guys Corporation.
Nice Guys Corporation.
And it's off Westlake Street in Minneapolis.
And the reason that it's called Nice Guys Corporation is because Stephen is so sweet. Stephen and I had sit next to each other in church over at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. And I could tell, because I'm a woman who prays, I have a discerning spirit. I could tell that Stephen wanted to talk to me about something.
Right.
But he wouldn't say anything. You ever had those people where you could tell they want to say something, but they won't say it? And I said, Stephen, what is it? What is it that you want to say? Because you got something on your heart that you want to tell me, but you won't talk to me about it. And so he starts telling me about this National Veterans Tournament that's coming up, the NVT. He's one of the creators of this thing. It's
right.
A big event. And I was like, you got to come on the porch. You've got to come to the state. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing? You've got to come to the state fair and talk about this so that everybody at the fair and everybody back home who is listening to WCCO radio can hear and know all about it.
Right. And that day at church, I really did want to talk to you because it was in my heart, you know, but I just couldn't find the words to tell you. And I'm not the type of person to walk up to people and say, hey, this is what I want. But I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity and the platform, especially to talk about the NVT. Now, the NVT is a soccer tournament.
Yes.
I might not look it, but, you know, they say black don't crack, but I'm getting up there. You know, I might not look it, but I'm getting a bit older. So to stay fit and to stay healthy, we play soccer.
Yeah.
And every year we choose a particular state, go over there and play soccer, make it a fun tournament,
yes.
You know, for 35-year-olds plus. Again, I'm over 35, so if I don't look it, that's just what it is. Yes, so this year we're coming to Minnesota. We have over 40 teams of, you know, 80 plus individuals from all over the country coming to Minnesota in Blaine at the National Sports Center, and we're going to have ourselves a good tournament from Friday, August 30th to September 2nd.
Wow.
All right.
And so this is going to be in Blaine at the National Sports Center. Talk to me about what people can expect when they go.
Well, this year is not just about soccer. I know soccer brings us over there, but yeah. It's going to be tons of, just like the state fair, it's going to be tons of vendors, it's going to be tons of food. We're going to have some entertainment over there. We have some local artists performing over there. We have some international artists performing over there. And, you know, the opening ceremony is on Thursday. On Friday,
Friday the 30th
at 11 a.m. And we have the mayor from Blaine over there. We have some state representatives over there as well. So if you're looking for something, it might not be as packed as a state fair, but we're hoping you come over there to make it as packed, you know, as a state fair. But if you're looking for something to do, come over there. And we got food, we got soccer, especially if you like, you know, Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo. We have folks that play with them in the same pitch, and they're going to be playing over there.
And, you know, this is amazing. I'm looking at the schedule. Opening ceremonies kick off Friday the 30th at 11 a.m. There's a party that night at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Then Saturday, you reopen with entertainment, food, cultural performances. You've got headliner. And then you've got the games from 9 to 5. That's happening on Saturday the 31st, right. Sunday the 1st, Monday the 2nd is when everything concludes. And then you're going to have food by Goodbye Barbecue.
Yes.
Talk to me about some of the companies that you are working with to put this on, because, you know, you are a great curator, and I want to start talking about some of the people who sponsor this, some of the corporate partners and companies that are working with you to do this event.
Well, currently, I wouldn't, you know, our community is full of people that when they come, they want to do something, they come together and they make it work.
Yeah.
So currently, we don't have, you know, the big name corporate folks. We don't have most of those, but we have local businesses. We have small businesses that put your sweat and your money and your time into this. So it's really something that we all should come together and support. So we have folks like who you call Alingasa Realty.
Yes.
He's a realtor in town. We have Ayer Dio Fashion, who sells like fashion stuff. We have my company, Nice Guys Corporation, as part of that. We have ICT. It's a tech consulting firm. So these are all local companies of our folks that put our money together, you know, like over $100,000 and more to put all of this together.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's something that you really got to come to and support these folks doing such good work to bring the community together.
And this is a real family event. You can bring the whole family. This is not just for adults. It's not just for kids. Talk to me about that, because you can bring the whole family out there and have a great time.
Exactly. So it's not just for adults. It's not just for soccer lovers. You could bring your grandma, bring your son, bring your granddaughter, bring everyone that, you know, is looking to have a good time, is looking to partake in something that they've never been to before. Tell them to come along. I don't want to say I guarantee it, but I know for sure it's gonna be fun.
I know it's going to be fun. You might as well guarantee it, because so many people will be there. This is going to be a great time. You've worked with some amazing local small businesses to put this thing on. It is the National Veterans Tournament 2024 event. It's in Blaine at the National Sports Center. It kicks off Friday, August the 30th, and it runs through the 2nd. So you've got soccer lovers in your family. You know those kids enjoy playing, but they also enjoy being spectators. And this is an opportunity for them to come and see where they want to be. Come and see those professional soccer players who have played with some of the big name stars right here in our town. They will have a great time. Now, I'm getting some DMs and text messages from folks who say, okay, stop talking. Tell me where I can go to get tickets. Tell me where I can go to get information. Give us that website, Stephen.
Hey, if you want to get tickets, go to vetstarmn.org. And you find tickets right there. It is vetstarmn.org. The VetStar is the our soccer club. It's a nonprofit organization. And what we do is we come together, play soccer, and help each other grow. So go to vetstarmn.org, and you find tickets on there. Some events are free. The Friday event is free. Sunday and Monday events are free. We only charge for some of the nighttime stuff.
Yeah, some of the grown folks parties.
The grown folks stuff. So.
But I tell you, and that's what people are looking for. After we spend up all our money at the state fair, we are going to be looking for something free and fun for our kids to do, and this is it. Stephen, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you so much, Slater. Thank you for having me on the Putch.
And you all stick around. We've got more to come. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up next. It always so good to see my work husband, Steve Thompson. He is here at the fair with me. We're live at the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, fair people! They are bringing their kids out. They are bringing their families out. It is a beautiful day. Steve Thompson, not a cloud in the sky.
No, it is lovely. We got out early. And that is my advice on a Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
Get on the grounds early. Hit all the hot spots. We got in line. My daughter, Erin, that you know.
Yeah.
She wanted to do the deep fried ranch.
Yes, that's what everybody's been talking about.
So we got in line.
Uh-huh.
And then finally I said, I'm going to go find a bench. And Michelle and Erin, you can stand in line. And I tried it. It was pretty good, but I only needed one. I didn't need a whole tray.
So you wouldn't have gone there.
It was good.
It was good. Yeah,
but
it was new.
I couldn't eat four or five of those things.
Yeah. How many come in a serving?
Well, I counted four, but maybe they had a couple before
they got to
me.
The bench. Right.
They found me on the bench in the shade. But, it was good. And then we had that banana pie.
Yes.
That's for sale in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And that was really good.
Okay.
That was good. I could have eaten more than one of those.
Okay, keep the deep fried ranch. Give me one, two of those banana pies.
And I'm willing to try all that stuff. You know, it was good. But the lines were long.
Yeah.
And then I know you talked about that Whataburger, that waffle, the burger
the
with
Nordic
the Whataburger
waffle,
sauce.
Yes.
Oh, and that what's had Nordic waffle. That line was long,
really?
Even this morning for that.
Okay.
So they are selling a lot of food.
Well, I just really appreciate the way that small businesses get supported here at the fair. Steve, I had a lifelong dream happen today. I got a chance to hug and take a picture with Sweet Martha.
Really?
I got a chance to meet Sweet Martha. Now, you know, I have a picture of Sweet Martha up in my prayer closet because Sweet Martha last year made $12 million in 10 days. That's a dream of mine. And to be able to get next to her and get some of her wisdom and advice as a small business owner is amazing. Look at that line. Look what she's created. Sweet Martha's cookies. I mean, just this is a lady who was a retired school teacher. I mean, really? I mean, she has really reinvented herself with this cookie creation, and people are lined up. They come from all over the country to have some of Sweet Martha's cookies.
It is an amazing story, and I remember having her on the fair once. And the fact that now you can get that dough in the store frozen, you can make Sweet Martha's cookies at home year-round. I mean, it is a phenomenal story, and all the people that work there and all the kids. And they're very nice. And by the way, I did pick up a pail.
I saw you. I saw you pick up a pail.
Yeah.
I put my face in when you turned your bag.
$20 for that.
You got to, Steve, speaking of dollars, I have to tell you that I went and got several hundred dollars out of my bank account. And I told the kids, this is all the money we're going to spend at the fair for the duration of the fair. It was not for that day. It was for the entirety of the fair.
Well, yeah, and you ran out Friday when you came out to visit with Chad.
We ran out of money in 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
In 4 hours. So now we're visiting the free stuff. So we're going to Comcast and taking turns spinning around in a chair, the voice judge chair. There's some other Mall of America has some free stuff to do. So we're doing all the free stuff today because I told them, you either going to get your school clothes or you're going to have fun at the fair. But we cannot do both. Our budget does not allow us to do both.
The giant slide's cheap.
The giant slide is cheap.
That is affordable fun.
That is affordable fun. But there are some things that are very expensive. And when you've got four kids, it starts. And if everybody takes a turn bungee jumping, if everybody gets a cone of cookies, if everybody gets on the great slide, you're out of money in 4 hours. That's what happens. You are out of money in 4 hours.
Well, we tried to get into the lot over on Como Avenue.
Yeah.
And I had a pass to get in there for the radio thing.
Yeah.
And then Michelle and Erin drove separate in the van. We were we were kept out of the lot because it was full. And here early. So I drove down the street and grabbed the first available lot. $40.
Woo!
$40 to park. Man, it's almost like a Viking game.
Yeah. Like
anywhere near U.S. Bank Stadium is $40, $50.
Yeah, that's true.
$40. And then Michelle ended up driving around and got into one of the state fair lots and so on and so forth. But, yeah, it was all full
you
up.
Said, you told them, get here early.
Yeah.
Get here early. Start your day at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. That way the lines won't be as long. Parking won't be so bad. And that's us, Steve. We were here Friday at 6:45 in the morning. No. Yeah, we didn't come
to play. That's when you need to get here.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. You got to get out to the fairgrounds or take public transit.
Yeah.
Public transit's a great way to go. The transit hub up there by the grandstand. They've got it down to a science. They get you in and out of the fairgrounds. It's really good. But there is a heartbreaking story I want to tell you, Shalom.
What? Damn it.
And it was, and you see it every now and then.
Yeah.
But we were making our way up Carnes here.
Yeah.
Toward the Tom Thumb Mini Donuts. And you know that corner right up here.
Yeah.
There was a little girl, maybe 4 or 5 years old, who got separated from her family, and she was in tears and frantic, and there were a lot of nice folks trying to help her out, and trying to find her mom, and she was in a bad way, and I've always been one at events like this, and I know you're the same way, especially when those kids are little. You got to keep them close. And I know the mom didn't do it on purpose.
Didn't do it
on
purpose.
But in that big crowd, in that intersection up there, it's just people going every direction.
Every which way.
And she got separated. And it was scary. I felt horrible for that kid.
Oh, my God. Steve, I didn't tell you this. I got separated from my kids yesterday.
Oh, no.
I ran to Peachy's Donuts to try to get a donut, and the kids, I thought they were behind me. And when I got in line, I looked back, and I didn't see them. Thankfully, it was 6:55 in the morning. It wasn't too bad out, and the State Fair has great volunteers. I got a call because my kids, Cameron, took her brothers. They went to the missing persons booth. And the lady called me, and she walked my kids to me. But, Steve, that could have went south real fast.
Oh, I know. And I felt so bad for this kid. And I hung around a little bit to make sure everything was going to be okay. And there were a lot of folks doing the same thing. And then the mom found the daughter.
Yeah.
And she was still hysterical. And the thing is that kid will never forget that.
Oh, no.
You know, that is a scary moment.
Mm-mm.
But it all worked out. But that was just up the street here.
And look at all these thousands of people. We broke an attendance record on opening day this year.
Yeah, I heard that.
Everybody is happy to get back to the Great Minnesota Get-Together. And we're going to get back to the Shaletta Show because I want to know who you got coming up.
Oh, very good.
All right. Steve, did you check out our line dance? We were a part of history, the first ever flash mob at the Minnesota State Fair.
It looked really good.
We
it was
did
cool.
good. We have been
You
practicing.
Had cameras here and the whole thing.
I had cameras here the whole 9 yards. And did you see my babies? My babies were doing that line dance. They did such a good job.
Yeah. I didn't see one of the kids here today.
Don't make me talk about Steve.
All right, I'm sorry.
We dropped Andrew at college.
How'd it go?
Whew. Steve.
Yeah, it's tough.
That was tough.
Tough.
That
was tough.
But you know what? I'm glad you're my friend because you prepped me. I did all my crying ahead of time.
I know.
So I was dehydrated when I got there.
When I dropped my oldest daughter off at school, that was rough. That was a rough time.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it. All the way home from St. Joe, she went to St. Ben's.
Yeah.
And all the way back to Champlin, and then went down to her old bedroom. Yeah, it was tough.
It was hard, and that's what I did. I shouldn't have done it. I went to his room after we got back home, and there was nothing in there, no clothes, no TV, no video game console. It was so official. All his pictures were off the wall. And I had to pray this morning, Steve. This was my prayer. I said, God, I'm giving him back to you. because I got to take my hands off of him. He is a grown adult man, and I have to let him be a grown adult man. But that was very hard to walk away and not try to give 20 more instructions.
He's a smart kid. He'll do fine.
Ah, that's the prayer. And so, you know, his book is out. We've got copies of the book
that's right.
here for people to check out. Folks can go to Amazon and buy copies of Andrew's book, our latest autism children's book, Andrew Does His Dance, available wherever books are sold. Red Balloon Book has them. Moon Palace Book has them. You can go wherever books are sold and get copies of Andrew's book. And so tomorrow, my line dance card at the fair is full, Steve. I have so many places that I have to be that I went ahead and created a schedule. It's on my Facebook and Twitter pages because folks are like, I was at the fair for 9 hours. Ellen, one of my social media followers, she said, I was at the fair for 9 hours on Friday. I couldn't find you. So I created a schedule of everywhere I'm going to be. And tomorrow I'm doing something real cool. You love this. So after Gus Walls was bullied, cyber bullied, it always so good to see my work husband, Steve Thompson. He is here at the fair with me. We're live at the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, fair people! They are bringing their kids out. They are bringing their families out. It is a beautiful day. Steve Thompson, not a cloud in the sky.
No, it is lovely. We got out early. And that is my advice on a Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
Get on the grounds early. Hit all the hot spots. We got in line. My daughter, Erin, that you know.
Yeah.
She wanted to do the deep fried ranch.
Yes, that's what everybody's been talking about.
So we got in line.
Uh-huh.
And then finally I said, I'm going to go find a bench. And Michelle and Erin, you can stand in line. And I tried it. It was pretty good, but I only needed one. I didn't need
okay.
a whole tray.
So you wouldn't have gone
there. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah,
it
but
was new.
I couldn't eat four or five of those things.
Yeah. How many come in a serving?
Well, I counted four, but maybe they had a couple before
they
got
to
me.
By the time they got to the bench, right.
They found me on the bench in the shade. But, it was good. And then we had that banana pie.
Yes.
That's for sale in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And that was really good.
Okay.
That was good. I could have eat more than one of those.
Okay, keep the deep fried ranch. Give me one, two of those banana pies.
And I'm willing to try all that stuff. You know, it was good. But the lines were long.
Yeah.
And then I know you talked about that Whataburger, that waffle, the burger
the
with
Nordic
the Whataburger
waffle,
sauce.
Yes.
Oh, and then what's that? Nordic waffle. That line was long,
really?
Even this morning for that.
Okay.
So they are selling a lot of food.
Well, I just really appreciate the way that small businesses get supported here at the fair. Steve, I had a lifelong dream happen today. I got a chance to hug and take a picture with Sweet Martha.
Really?
I got a chance to meet Sweet Martha. Now, you know, I have a picture of Sweet Martha up in my prayer closet because Sweet Martha last year made $12 million in 10 days. That's a dream of mine. And to be able to get next to her and get some of her wisdom and advice as a small business owner is amazing. Look at that line. Look what she's created.
Oh,
Sweet Martha's cookies. I mean, just this is a lady who was a retired school teacher. I mean, really? I mean, she has really reinvented herself with this cookie creation, and people are lined up. They come from all over the country to have some of Sweet Martha's cookies.
It is an amazing story, and I remember her having her on the fair once. And the fact that now you can get that dough in the store frozen, you can make Sweet Martha's cookies at home year-round. I mean, it is a phenomenal story, and all the people that work there and all the kids. And they're very nice. And by the way, I did pick up a pail.
I saw you. I saw you pick up a pail.
Yeah.
I put my face in and you returned your bag.
$20 for that.
You got to, Steve, speaking of dollars, I have to tell you that I went and got several hundred dollars out of my bank account. And I told the kids, this is all the money we're going to spend at the fair for the duration of the fair. It was not for that day. It was for the entirety of the fair.
Well, yeah, and you ran out Friday when you came out to visit with Chad.
We ran out of money in 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
In 4 hours. and forth. So now we're visiting the free stuff. So we're going to Comcast and taking turns spinning around in a chair, the voice judge chair. There's some other Mall of America has some free stuff to do. So we're doing all the free stuff today because I told them, you either going to get your school clothes or you're going to have fun at the fair. But we cannot do both. Our budget does not allow us to do both.
The giant slide's cheap.
The giant slide is cheap.
That is affordable fun.
That is affordable fun. But there are some things that are very expensive. And when you've got four kids, it starts. And if everybody takes a turn bungee jumping, if everybody gets a cone of cookies, if everybody gets on the great slide, you're out of money in 4 hours. That's what happens. You are out of money in 4 hours.
Well, we tried to get into the lot over on Como Avenue.
Yeah.
And I had a pass to get in there for the radio thing.
Yeah.
And then Michelle and Aaron drove separate in the van. We were kept out of the lot because it was full. And
we got here
early. So I drove down the street and grabbed the first available lot. $40.
Woo!
$40 to park. Man, it's almost like a Viking game.
Yeah. Like
anywhere near U.S. Bank Stadium is $40-$50.
Yeah, that's true.
$40. And then Michelle ended up driving around and got into one of the state fair lots and so on and so forth. But yeah, it was all full.
You told them get here early.
Yeah,
get here early. Start your day at the Great Minnesota Get Together. That way the lines won't be as long. Parking won't be so bad. And that's us, Steve. We were here Friday at 6:45 in the morning. No. Yeah, we didn't come.
Yeah, that's when you need to get here.
Yeah,
there's no doubt. You got to get out to the fairgrounds or take public transit.
Yeah.
Public transit's a great way to go. The transit hub up there by the grandstand, they've got it down to a science. They get you in and out of the fairgrounds. It's really good. But there is a heartbreaking story I want to tell you, Shalom.
What? Tell me.
And it was, and you see it every now and then.
Yeah.
But we were making our way up Carnes here toward the Tom Thumb Mini Donuts. And you know that corner right up here?
Yeah.
There was a little girl, maybe 4 or 5 years old, who got separated from her family, and she was in tears and frantic, and there were a lot of nice folks trying to help her out, and trying to find her mom, and she was in a bad way, and I've always been one at events like this, and I know you're the same way, especially when those kids are little. You got to keep them close. And I know the mom didn't do it on purpose.
Didn't do it
but
on
in
purpose.
That big crowd, in that intersection up there, it's
with
just people going every direction.
Every which way.
And she got separated. And it was scary. I felt horrible for that kid.
Oh, my God. Steve, I didn't tell you this. I got separated from my kids yesterday.
Oh, no.
I ran to Peachy's Donuts to try to get a donut, and the kids, I thought they were behind me. And when I got in line, I looked back, and I didn't see them. Thankfully, it was 6:55 in the morning. It wasn't too bad out. And the State Fair has great volunteers. I got a call because my kids, Cameron, took her brothers. They went to the missing persons booth. And the lady called me, and she walked my kids to me. But, Steve, that could have went south real fast.
Oh, I know. And I felt so bad for this kid. And I hung around a little bit to make sure everything was going to be okay. And there were a lot of folks doing the same thing. And then the mom found the daughter.
Yeah.
And she was still hysterical. And the thing is that kid will never forget that.
Oh, no.
You know, that is a scary moment.
Mm-mm.
But it all worked out. But that was just up the street here.
And look at all these thousands of people. We broke an attendance record on opening day this year.
Yeah, I heard that.
Everybody is happy to get back to the Great Minnesota Get Together. And we're going to get back to the Shaletta Show because I want to know who you got coming up.
Oh, very good.
All right. Steve, did you check out our line dance? We were a part of history, the first ever flash mob at the Minnesota State Fair.
It looked really good.
We
it was
did
cool.
good. We have been
You
practicing.
Had cameras here and the whole thing.
I had cameras here the whole 9 yards. And did you see my babies? My babies were doing that line dance. They did such a good job.
Yeah. I didn't see one of the kids here today.
Don't make me talk about Steve.
All right, I'm sorry.
We dropped Andrew at college.
How'd it go?
Whew. 16.
Yeah, it's tough.
That was tough. That was tough. But you know what? I'm glad you're my friend because you prepped me. I did all my crying ahead of time.
I was dehydrated when I got there. When I dropped my oldest daughter off at school, that was rough. That was a rough time.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it. All the way home from St. Joe, she went to St. Ben's.
Yeah.
And all the way back to Champlin and then went down to her old bedroom. Yeah, it was tough.
It was hard, and that's what I did. I shouldn't have done it. I went to his room after we got back home, and there was nothing in there, no clothes, no TV, no video game console. It was so official. All his pictures were off the wall. And I had to pray this morning, Steve. This was my prayer. I said, God, I'm giving him back to you. Because I got to take my hands off of him. He is a grown adult man, and I have to let him be a grown adult man. But that was very hard to walk away and not try to give 20 more instructions.
He's a smart kid. He'll do fine.
Oh, that's the prayer. And so, you know, his book is out. We've got copies of the book
here
for people to check out. Folks can go to Amazon and buy copies of Andrew's book, our latest autism children's book, Andrew Does His Dance, available wherever books are sold. Red Balloon Book has them. Moon Palace Book has them. You can go wherever books are sold and get copies of Andrew's book. And so tomorrow, my line dance card at the fair is full, Steve. I have so many places that I have to be that I went ahead and created a schedule. It's on my Facebook and Twitter pages because folks are like, I was at the fair for 9 hours. Ellen, one of my social media followers, she said, I was at the fair for 9 hours on Friday. I couldn't find you. So I created a schedule of everywhere I'm going to be. And tomorrow I'm doing something real cool. You love this. So after Gus Walls was bullied, cyberbullied by those folks, you and I both have special needs kids who have faced their own share of bullying over the years. I was praying and I asked God to give me an idea. What can I do to create awareness and acceptance for kids with special needs? So I created Autism on a Stick. Hey, Josh, ask your wife if she could go in the closet and get that Autism on a Stick board. I want to show Steve. It's Autism on a Stick. And I called the folks at Alphabet Forest here at the fair and I said, can I come by and do a craft with the kids, and we're going to create Autism on a Stick tomorrow at Alphabet Forest. And it's all a way to teach young kids how to be good helpers to their friends. So kindness, gentleness, understanding, smile, compliments, all the things that you can do for your friends with autism, being a good listener, being a good helper, they're going to take puzzle pieces, put those characteristics, put the puzzle together, put it on a stick, and we're going to create Autism on a Stick. Wait till Steve sees it. Steve, look at Autism on a Stick.
That is phenomenal.
You like that?
You amaze me.
I know. I try to impress you. So every child who comes to Alphabet Forest will be able to create Autism on a Stick and take it home so they can learn how to be good helpers to their friends who have autism.
That is so cool.
You like that?
Yeah, that is great.
So come out to Alphabet Forest tomorrow. That's where I'll be. And then you have your show coming up. Who do you got?
Yep. Doug's going to join us.
Yay.
Couldn't make it to the fair.
Oh, man.
We'll do
Tech Talk.
I know he's been at the fair many times over the years, but not this year. And then a little bit later on, we are going to have someone from the DNR that is going to talk about wildfire danger.
Oh.
And Smokey the Bear turns 80 this year.
Smokey is
80
years old.
And all the technology they use to detect fires to prevent wildfire here in the state of Minnesota. So we're going to visit with someone from the DNR about that. And then a state fair spokesperson will join us here at the fair to talk about all the new things, get here early, where to park, all of that sort
of
stuff.
Important.
What's going on at the grandstand, all the new attractions at the fair.
You know what is at the fair is the WCCO radio banner. They have created the company, the radio station, and you've got Jordana and Jimmy and Steve and Jordana and Vanita and Jason DeRusha, Henry Chan, a lot of the personalities there. I know it's hard to believe, I'm not on the banner. Neither is Blois Olson. And so when I saw that, I rushed out to Office Depot and I created my own damn banner. So my picture and Blois's picture is on the other side. And so when I put it up, Josh said, what about Steve Thompson? I had not even noticed that Steve wasn't on the banner. So I got another banner being created with Steve's photo because, damn it, Steve, we need to be up there too.
Well, it's their call. I thank you for that, but it's happened before over the years. As long as the money's green and the check cashes, I'm good with it.
No, see, that ain't good enough for me. I want to be included. It took everything I had not to just get big, giant pictures of myself and cover their faces up. That's what I wanted to do, but the Lord told me not to be wicked, so I created my own banner and put it up. So I have a whole nother banner, so it's separate, not equal, but separate banner over here. And so once I realized that you weren't up there either, I said, well, I got to get a banner for my friend Steve, so I couldn't get it for today, but by next Saturday, it'll be up.
I hope I don't get in any trouble for all of this. I just don't want to get any trouble. I want them to ask me back next week and the week beyond.
Well,
I don't want any hot water.
I hope that this is not your last show, but his show is coming up. You don't want to miss it. My friend Steve Thompson, live at the WCCO radio booth at the Minnesota State Fair. Thank y'all for joining me for the Shaletta Show. We'll see you tomorrow at Alphabet Forest. Steve, did you check out our line dance? We were a part of history, the first ever flash mob at the Minnesota State Fair.
It looked really good.
We
it was
did
cool.
good. We have been
you
practicing.
Had cameras here and the whole thing.
I had cameras here the whole 9 yards. And did you see my babies? My babies were doing that line dance. They did such a good job.
Yeah. Now, I didn't see one of the kids here today.
Don't make me talk about it, Steve.
All right, I'm sorry.
We dropped Andrew at college yesterday.
How'd it go?
Whew. Steve.
Yeah, it's tough.
That was tough. That was tough. But you know what? I'm glad you're my friend because you prepped me. I did all my crying ahead of time.
I know.
So I was dehydrated when I got there.
When I dropped my oldest daughter off at school, that was rough. That was a rough time.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it. All the way home from St. Joe, she went to St. Ben's.
Yeah.
And all the way back to Champlin and then went down to her old bedroom. Yeah, it was tough.
It was hard, and that's what I did. I shouldn't have done it. I went to his room after we got back home, and there was nothing in there, no clothes, no TV, no video game console. It was so official. All his pictures were off the wall. And I had to pray this morning, Steve. This was my prayer. I said, God, I'm giving him back to you. Because I got to take my hands off of him. He is a grown adult man, and I have to let him be a grown adult man. But that was very hard to walk away and not try to give 20 more instructions.
He's a smart kid. He'll do fine.
Ah, that's the prayer. And so, you know, his book is out. We've got copies of the book
that's here
for people to check out. Folks can go to Amazon and buy copies of Andrew's book, our latest autism children's book, Andrew Does His Dance, available wherever books are sold. Red Balloon Book has them. Moon Palace Book has them. You can go wherever books are sold and get copies of Andrew's book. And so tomorrow, my line dance card at the fair is full, Steve. I have so many places that I have to be that I went ahead and created a schedule. It's on my Facebook and Twitter pages because folks are like, I was at the fair for 9 hours. Ellen, one of my social media followers, she said, I was at the fair for 9 hours on Friday. I couldn't find you. So I created a schedule of everywhere I'm going to be. And tomorrow I'm doing something real cool. You love this. So after Gus Walls was cyber bullied by those folks, you and I both have special needs kids who have faced their own share of bullying over the years. I was praying and I asked God to give me an idea. What can I do to create awareness and acceptance for kids with special needs? So I created Autism on a Stick. Hey, Josh, ask your wife if she could go in the closet and get that Autism on a Stick board. I want to show Steve. It's Autism on a Stick. And I called the folks at Alphabet Forest here at the fair and I said, can I come by and do a craft with the kids, and we're going to create Autism on a Stick tomorrow at Alphabet Forest. And it's all a way to teach young kids how to be good helpers to their friends. So kindness, gentleness, understanding, smile, compliments, all the things that you can do for your friends with autism, being a good listener, being a good helper, they're going to take puzzle pieces, put those characteristics, put the puzzle together, put it on a stick, and we're going to create autism on a stick. Wait till Steve sees it. Steve, look at autism on a stick.
That is phenomenal.
You like that?
You amaze me.
I know. I try to impress you. So every child who comes to Alphabet Forest will be able to create autism on a stick and take it home so they can learn how to be good helpers to their friends who have autism.
That is so cool.
You like that?
Yeah, that is great.
So come out to Alphabet Forest tomorrow. That's where I'll be. And then you have your show coming up. Who do you got?
Yep. Doug's going to join us.
Yay.
Couldn't make it to the fair.
Oh, man.
We'll do
I wanted
tech
to hug
talk.
Him.
I know he's been at the fair many times over the years, but not this year. And then a little bit later on, we are going to have someone from the DNR that is going to talk about wildfire danger.
Oh.
And Smokey the Bear turns 80 this year.
Smokey is 80
years
old.
And all the technology they use to detect fires to prevent wildfire here in the state of Minnesota. So we're going to visit with someone from the DNR about that. And then a state fair spokesperson will join us here at the fair to talk about all the new things, get here early, where to park, all of that sort
that's
of
so
stuff.
Important.
What's going on at the grandstand, all the new attractions at the fair.
You know what is at the fair is the WCCO radio banner. They have created the company, the radio station, and you've got Jordana and Jimmy and Steve and Jordana and Vanita and Jason DeRusha, Henry Chan, a lot of the personalities there. I know it's hard to believe. I'm not on the banner. Neither is Blois Olson. And so when I saw that, I rushed out to Office Depot and I created my own damn banner. So my picture and Blois's picture is on the other side. And so when I put it up, Josh said, "What about Steve Thompson?" I had not even noticed that Steve wasn't on the banner. So I got another banner being created with Steve's photo because, damn it, Steve, we need to be up there too.
Well, it's their call. I thank you for that, but it's happened before over the years. As long as the money's green and the check cashes, I'm good with it.
No, that ain't good enough for me. I want to be included. It took everything I had not to just get big, giant pictures of myself and cover their faces up. That's what I wanted to do, but the Lord told me not to be wicked, so I created my own banner and put it up. So I have a whole nother banner, so it's separate, not equal, but separate banner over here. And so once I realized that you weren't up there either, I said, well, I got to get a banner for my friend Steve. So I couldn't get it for today, but by next Saturday, it'll be up.
I hope I don't get in any trouble for all of this. I just don't want to get any trouble. I want them to ask me back next week and the week beyond.
Well,
I don't want any hot water.
I hope that this is not your last show, but his show is coming up. You don't want to miss it. My friend Steve Thompson, live at the WCCO radio booth at the Minnesota State Fair. Thank y'all for joining me for the Shaletta Show. We'll see you tomorrow at Alphabet Forest.